You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 20 of The Training Dummies, recorded for you on November 8th, 2012. We are all here again tonight. That is me, Taylor, the guardian tank named Hoofit, and Hend, Daryl, with his resto shaman named Hend, and Roadpox, the misty frost monk knight. Welcome back, Rob, from the land of the walking dead. And, are we going to have to break up this Holy H Trinity now, Rob? How's that going to work? Have you been in and out of the game, the World of Warcraft, and what is up? What is up with Roadpox?
Holy H. I have not abandoned Hotbox, but at this point I'm only logging on him to do his jewel crafting dailies just to learn the new cuts. But I have I've taken a very different approach this expansion so far. I believe I have less max level alts than anyone else at this point, except for maybe Hend. I don't know.
Yeah, I've only got one.
I don't even know if your main is 90 yet, to be honest with you. But I have been putting all of my energy into Roadhouse, and he's getting all the love, all the attention. He's doing the dailies and the farming and trying to slowly, without burning myself out on the through the dailies, to still get the gear. I'm almost at the point where I'm going to be getting some really good gear from Shadow Pan or August Celestials or the Golden Lotus or one of those 15 factions, but we're working on it. I'm just focusing in on the monk. I'm having such a good time with him. Seriously, Monk is probably the funnest class that I've played in this game so far. I'm just loving it. Really digging in and trying to learn the Mistweaver really thoroughly so I can be really efficient with it. I know we had a couple episodes ago with Affinity from Blood Legion was on, and that was kind of inspiring to me. That dude is super cool and made me just really want to get in and heal like a rock star, so it's been super fun. Other than that, I've been off the grid, man. I've been off of Twitter, off of everything. I've been laying in bed catching up on my novellas pretty much because I was sick pretty bad and had the whole Barry White voice thing going on and just rocking the pneumonia for a little while. But I'm coming out of it. I'm doing all right. I got a monster cough still, but I'm doing much, much better, and it's good to be back. I know you guys had a great guest filling in with Tim there while I was gone. That dude's a super cool guy, and he's taught me a lot about tanking and stuff too, so it was good to see you guys to pull one in from the guild who didn't let me down there. So, Hend, what have you been up to, man?
Well, glad to hear you're getting better. That's good, and yeah, it was great. Tim was able to hop in and join us last week on such short notice. As for in the game, I've been doing dailies. Once I got my tiller to Exalted, I started working on my Golden Lotus and Klaxi. As of tonight, I finished my dailies for Golden Lotus today. I am 33 rep away from Revered. 33 only.
33.
I finished my dailies today, and I am 33 away. So that's not that frustrating. It is frustrating, but not that much, because I have no Valor right now to buy anything with, since I just got I just picked up the belt from Klaxi, so I'm out of Valor anyway until next week, which I'll probably get the shoulders from Golden Lotus. As well, I've been reviewing all my, like last week I was reviewing my talents. This week it's more looking at my glyphs. It's come to my attention that Telluric Currents has actually been nerfed quite a bit and might not actually be all that great. So now I'm looking at different ways of mana regen. So I'm trying out the Water Shield glyph, which gives you 50% more mana back when you get hit, but you lose 15% of the passive regen. So I think it works out to, if you get take at least 3 procable hits per minute, that you come out better for mana regen using this glyph. And looking at our logs from last week, the our longest attempt, which was almost 7 minutes, I got 47 times, or rather, my water shield procced. My water shield procced 47 times in those 7 minutes, so that's way more than 3 per minute. So
yeah, right.
So I'm going to try that this Friday and see how that goes for my mana regen, because, yeah, that's always a struggle. Just trying to keep that mana up for that that fight. Yeah, I guess that's kind of how my week has been going. Dailies, and then trying to do a review and make sure I'm using all the best possible talents and glyphs that I can. Hoofit, how have you been? What has your week been up to?
I have been busy with my new job, and with that comes less time to play lately. I'm making sure I get a decent amount of sleep, because I don't want to be going to my new job trying to learn all this new stuff all you have zombied out from being up too late and stuff. So I've been trying to play the responsible route and try to get a decent amount of sleep and do a good job, because this new job is pretty dang cool, and I want to keep it. In the game, in my limited time, I have while I was unemployed, I had the fortunate luxury of grinding out a lot of dailies. So at this point, I think I'm exalted with 3 or 4 Mist factions, and revered with the rest of them, and working towards exalted. So there's only one more piece of gear that I can buy from Valor. I said it wrong. I have one 463 item left on Hoofit, and that's my neck. And I'm either trying to get something out of Raid Finder, which I haven't seen that particular piece drop or anything yet. So I'm accruing Valor, I'm looking at those drops and hoping I can get the drop so that I can upgrade other pieces with Valor. Otherwise, if I don't get anything, I'm going to upgrade that piece first. But right now, Hoof's sitting at item level 480. And waiting for, there's not a whole lot I can do. I volunteer to tank runs when there's time to try to get people geared up, or do
anyone
a little...
try any achievements on those runs?
I already have achievements, man. I don't need the achievements. I was just trying to help other people lately? Out. I don't know what you're talking
any
about.
Cool stories.
Yeah. I might have a cool story, bro, later on. All right, fine, fine. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it later. Well, just remind me towards the end. We'll talk about my moment of glory. And just mind you, I already had this achievement, and I had it a while ago, and it had been a while, and I forgot how to do it, and it's funny. So, yes, stay tuned, and you're going to get a funny story. Anyway, yes, I've been, trying to gear up as best I can. I've got access to more gear than I'm able to purchase because of how Valor is gated.
I still have a problem with that.
So yes, I have access to a lot of stuff. I just can't get it. Except right at the moment, there's one blue I have left to upgrade out of that, and then I think I have one or two more pieces that I can upgrade a step above the Raid Finder versions and get the Valor 489 pieces. So that's kind of my plan now, but in game, really, I'm waiting for our raid team to mostly gear up. Because I think for the most part we've got some control down. We just don't have the our group as a whole is not ready yet to be in Mogoshan vaults, unfortunately. And it's not because of a skill thing. I think it's just a barrier to entry. There's too many people that, you know, just hit 90. I know a couple of people, you know, they only get a chance to play a couple nights a week tops. At the end of an expansion, that's easy to stay on top of things because there's not as much to do. You know, you've already ground out most of the stuff, but right now, when there's so much to do and so much of it's gated and you can't get to some of the things until you've done other things first, it's really difficult for some of the people that don't have as much time to play. So that is going to come together sooner rather than later, I hope, and we can start killing some stuff quick. That's pretty much what I've been up to. I'm just kind of doing my Valor grind and Rep grind as efficiently and as little as possible because I'm kind of tired of dailies. But I think everybody's heard that people are tired of dailies, so...
You know, I read something earlier that kind of made me laugh, though, a little bit. It was saying that if this first rating tier is on track with the way that they handle Dragon Soul, we should see a Mogoshan Vaults nerf coming, like, the first week of December.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I think somebody did the calendar math on it. It was like the first week, so I'm like, wait, they're gonna nerf it? Yeah, wait, can we get in and get some shots in on it?
Well, we have had plenty of shots on it. Jeez, we have had a ridiculous amount of shots on it. And unfortunately, we it's a bummer. We, you know,
we'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it.
Yeah. This week, we're fighting the IRL boss, I think, on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Nearly 100%. And in a couple of cases, it's more like, God, I really hate Daly's boss is hurting some people, too.
Well,
and
I
fully sympathize.
You were talking a minute ago about stuff being gated, and I actually almost was getting into a conversation with Ghostcrawler on Twitter where I was saying, hey, man, this, to me, I don't think this was done properly. I feel like this first entry level stuff is all double gated because it's gated by reputation and it's gated by valor. So even if I do work my butt off to do all the dailies and open it up, there's a limited amount of valor that you can earn each week, and then you gotta try and decide how and when and where you want to spend it. So it's gonna be a while, even though I've got probably six different pieces of reputation valor gear that I could buy right now that would all be quote-unquote upgrades for me. It'll be a long time before I can afford all that stuff, so I have to actually go down the list and look and go, what's going to be my biggest upgrade, what's going to be the best thing for me. You know, I see people decked out in they have, you know, tier bonuses on stuff already, and I'm going, oh, okay, well, I've got, you know, I've got all the heroic stuff. I'm still waiting on the LFR tokens and drops haven't been that kind to me yet, so I'm kind of waiting for my turn to come around. I don't know how you guys feel about that stuff, but
yeah, I love the token system. I love it. Absolutely love it.
I like the idea of it, but it hasn't paid off for me yet. You
know? Yeah, I realize it's totally RNG, but I got four epics my first looking for raid run using either getting a drop or getting a drop and getting something from the coin, so
right.
I'm all super trained for the new gold system.
What do you mean getting something from the coin? It's just another way to get gold.
Yeah, right. I thought you
don't get items from that.
If you want an extra 28 gold, you can spend a coin on it.
I know. I don't know why they just didn't put more gold dropping off the bosses. It's the same net effect. I don't understand. It's just for gold.
This is kind of like how there's only that one boss in the library in Temple of the Jade Serpent, even though there's more than one.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's, man. If you don't know what I'm talking about...
No, I don't know exactly.
Am I okay? Of us three, am I the only one that's seen more than one fight in the library of Temple of the Jade Serpent?
No, that very first week, man, it seemed like it was every other time I went in there. And then all of a sudden after that, it's been the strife and whatever every single time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it was like
yeah.
Four little sunbeams came out, and then you had to like AoE those down, and then some other random ads came out, and then like that's just gone. I've never seen it again.
Yeah, I barely even remember what it looked like. It's been so long since I've seen it. and most people are like, there's another boss? Like, yeah there is.
Never. I don't know what happened to that. That's weird. It's like they just decided it was kind of stupid, and they were like,
well, Hen still doesn't think there's a Mist of Pandaria, so.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Sunny everywhere. There's no mist anywhere. All right, we should carry on here, I guess.
Yeah, and yeah, we do have
We got a comment on our webpage on our last episode with Tim, and Bindura says, as far as I know, the reason that the guides recommend 7.5% expertise and 7.5% hit, the rating hit caps needed less for 5-mans, is not for threat, it is for survivability with the new active mitigation model. You need to hit the boss to get rage to use to keep up your defensive abilities, shield block and shield barrier. Taylor, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick up for Tim here. Now, Bindura, who commented on the site, I don't remember if you mentioned his name or not, because of my memory capacity is down to 5 seconds right now.
like a goldfish.
He's not wrong. You can definitely that is definitely a good way to go. By doing that, he's exactly right. You're not going to miss your landing attacks that are generating a rage. You're going to hit your shield slam. You're going to hit your revenge. You're always going to be getting that rage. Now the caveat is, this is really a preference. You can either go for the hit and expertise cap, or you can put your the hit and expertise cap, that's more for your active mitigation model, just like he said. You can alleviate a little bit of that responsibility by stat prioritizing with the mastery parry and then dodge, so that you still have your mitigation and avoidance with those, and you don't have to rely on the block and barrier as much. Neither one is wrong, and it really just depends to your playstyle. You know, do you remember to always use shield block and shield barrier at the appropriate time? You know, some bosses shield block is not appropriate, or mobs or whatever, and then, you know, where shield barrier is more appropriate, or vice versa. It is 100% a preference, and yeah, I agree. It's nice to have your rage. I'm feeling a little rage starved on the druid, unfortunately. But when you don't have to worry so much about always hitting those things, you know, especially if it's a very, very busy fight, sometimes it's nice to have that that avoidance just there, so you don't have to think about it, so you can concentrate on other things. Again, either one's right, either one's wrong. It's a good point that Bindura brings up. You're not wrong if you're doing it that way, not at all. It's just, you know, if you've got, you know, Spider-Man fingers and you can hit any key at the second your spider senses tingle, then that's probably going to be good for you, because you are always aware of your rage. You always know exactly how much you have and exactly when to spend it, so you're not you know, hitting your rage cap and then still generating rage while forgetting to use your defensive abilities. Or you can do it the other way with your passive mitigation at a higher end. And another thing about the passive mitigation, such as parry, that's still gonna, you know, having super high parry, you're, you know, at a higher, because of the lower diminishing returns on parry. And by diminishing returns, this does not mean you you start parrying less and less, the diminishing returns, for anybody that doesn't know, that means that's how much of a stat it takes to reach a percent of parry or a percent of dodge. So parry suffers less diminishing returns in stats than dodge does. Not in actual parrying or actual dodging. So hopefully that clears some of that up. So yeah, you can have your parry up really high, and it's not going to matter if your hit isn't capped, because you're going to be getting lots and lots of revenge procs. Missing one isn't going to be that big a deal. They probably balance out over, you know, over a duration. They probably balance out as far as rage generation and what you're mitigating. But I'm sure there's simulation models that kind of go into that. But anyway, that's just wanted to cover a little bit of that for Bindura. And sorry for all the paladins out there. Last episode, we left you hanging. I do have a level 90 paladin, that, and I have done nothing but tanking on that paladin, and it's fun. I'm honestly a little jealous, because I think I could probably do at 465 what my druid's doing at 480. But I know. I'm sticking with the druid. I know by the end of this expansion, that druid is gonna kick so much ass.
I don't know, dude. I smell you race changing your paladin to a tauren, and
well, I could still do that. That's still gonna keep him a paladin.
here's a little question then to
oh, I see what you're saying.
Tailgate on some of what you were just saying. Do you think, I could speak to monk tanking a little bit, because I leveled one of my monks exclusively as I leveled a lot as a monk tank. But what do you think in terms of your druid and your paladin? Then is it still that same model? Can you choose to build in some of that absorption and mitigation up front, or is some of it need to be more proactive? I know with the monk, it's extremely proactive. You have a set of, three or four different skills that it's up to you to keep those up and keep an eye on them and make sure you keep the stacks up and to make sure you keep your guard up. And, I don't think there is as much choice with a monk. I know you do want to hit your hit and expertise cap, but I think that's because you don't have a lot of other options. You know, there isn't leather with dodge on it, and, you know, the whole dodge parry thing for bears, you know, you don't parry as a bear. What do you think with some of the other tanking classes? Is it the same thing? You can kind of choose your tanking style, or do you need to follow the proactive mitigation model?
I for the paladin, and forgive me, listeners, I know what I'm doing when I'm playing the paladin.
I'm putting you on the spot a little bit,
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to answer this, and I don't remember a good bit of the names of the abilities. But let me just back up a little bit. To answer the question on is there a choice, I think there is a choice. Stutter Kingdom here. All right, it's gonna matter more what your gear level is at. I honestly think that, you know, at a lower gear level, you're gonna have to prioritize a little bit differently than when you start getting higher gear with higher stats. Now let me explain this to bears a lot easier, just because I've been playing it so long. So as a bear,
you're talking about on the paladin, you're being able to feel like you're on par with your bear who is, you know, 20, 30 item levels higher, though.
Right. But as far as lower level versus higher level, I can explain this better with bear tanking, because I haven't gotten to a higher level with the paladin yet. Mists. So, okay. When I hit level cap and, I don't know, in the first couple days of mists on the druid, And right. the bar was a little higher to get into heroics. They've changed that now. Now you can hit 90 and pretty much jump right in. But the barrier to entry was a little more difficult, and because the stats on the items, including the substats, you know, dodge and mastery and all that stuff, but just to keep it simple, and because bears don't have anything else except for dodge, yes, you could argue they have mastery, but to avoid anything, all they've got is dodge. So I'll just use this as the example. So the dodge rating and agility... And agility was actually adjusted in Mists. It's the ratio of agility that contributes to dodge or crit is worse than it was even in Cataclysm. And this is even after you factor in the scaling. So even if you scaled it down to where it was Cataclysm level, it would be worse if they were at the same level. Yes. So at the lower gear level... You're gemming and enchanting and reforging differently because, like I said, how dodge gets diminished and returns faster than parry. So at the low item level, I'm going all dodge, trying to get my dodge percent up. And, you know, I raised my dodge by, you know, nearly 4% after all the gems and reforges and everything. Now, after I, you know, that was at 460, I was like at 460 or 450 at that time. So now that I'm up in the 480 item level, you know, I'm looking and, you know, I'm going, why? Yeah, I still only have about that same amount of dodge. And I thought to myself, something's up. I must be hitting, you know, my diminishing return pretty heavily on my dodge rating. So I went ahead and revisited Ask Mr. Robot, you know, because I hadn't looked for about a week, you know, over getting some upgrades. And sure enough, the gear and the ratings of everything, all of these things have changed. So I'm hitting that diminishing, I'm starting to hit those diminishing returns with this gear. And instead of putting everything into dodge, now I'm still reforging into dodge, but now I'm able to gem and enchant into other things that aren't gonna hurt my dodge that much. So after I took out like all of my dodge gems and my dodge enchants and replaced them with I started doing, in the example of the listener email for the warrior, I started gemming like stamina and expertise and mastery. Oh, I can't remember now. I'd have to look. But basically, yeah, I so now the gear level's high enough that the increased dodge ratings and the increased agility is bumping up into the diminishing returns. So by losing all of that dodge, I'm not really losing that much dodge. And when I got rid of all my dodge gems and all of those, I only lost about, not, it wasn't even 0.5%. And, you know, I gained a lot of expertise and stamina now after getting all the gear upgrades. So, yes, there's multiple ways that you can gear up. But I really think it's going to be based on your gear level. So if you're at a certain gear level, you kind of need to do one thing or another thing. If you're starting to get into the high gear levels where upgrading is getting farther and few in between, then it might be time to think about switching to something else so that you can really get more out of your stats. So, woo, I stretched that one out for a while. Sorry about that, guys.
No, that was great. That's good to hear. Because, like I said, my tanking experience with this expansion is very limited. I leveled Hotpox in blood almost exclusively, and that was even for questing because you do so freaking much damage in blood that I just figured it was a lot easier, and you had just have that ridiculous survivability. And I know Death Knight tanking is a lot different. You know, it's very... very mastery reliant, but yeah, the same thing with the monk as the bear. Like you're saying, though, it's very you're kind of limited as to where you can put those resources. And I mean, you could try and put as much as you can into dodge, but you feel like it's almost not making a difference there after a while. And you have to use those skills. You have to use your avoidance and mitigation skills that you have, your talents, rather than hoping that the gear can help do the work for you until you start to stack that gear up a little bit.
Yeah. And in the to answer your question, as far as the paladin's concerned, I just feel like at the lower gear level, I have more options, you know, only having, you've got bark skin every minute for 20 seconds. That's pretty powerful as a druid, but as the paladin, it just felt a lot. I had a lot more, just a variety of things I could do, whether it was at ranged or melee, and the survivability seemed easier at that gear level. Now, you know, if I go back and revisit it, I might, you know, now that Hoofit's 480 and I go try to do a looking for raid or something, you know, I might revisit that thought and say, okay, maybe it's not as easy as I thought it was, but it certainly felt a lot easier, at least, you know, definitely when I was leveling, doing the, you know, random five-mans, tanking those dungeons while I was leveling through every level, and then when I hit cap, you know, I was tanking the heroics, and all it felt like I was able to jump right into heroics, even though I don't think the heroics this expansion are, they're heroic. Not like heroics. They should just call them level 90 dungeons, but when I hit that, it just seemed like I had more option, and it could have just been, you know, because mastery is also very good for paladins, and it could have just been that those stats favor the class at that level better, and maybe when it gets higher up, you know, it evens out a lot more. It's not going to be twice as good at you know, 480 as Hoofit is at 480. It's just she felt twice as good at 450 than Hoof did at 450. So, you know, it's kind of a sliding scale there, and there's no real, you know, good or bad of it, but I still love my druid, man, he's so fun. for a funny little quick story here, and not the one from earlier. I did a five man earlier doing the Mogoshan Palace, and we get to the last boss, and as soon as the little daggers start flying out the walls, the healer and two DPS died, and then a couple seconds later, the last DPS died. So the boss is at like 50% health, right? Whenever that stage happens or something, right around there.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I could probably do this, but it would be nice to have some heal. So I battle res the healer. And so the healer starts healing me, and then the healer dies again at about 20% of the boss left. Again, not because I aim slamming his way or nothing. He just stood in the fire and died.
The winner.
So I soloed from like a chunk of him from 50 to something, and then from 20% to dead. And this was the kicker. This was the kicker. When I start to res people with the mass res, and I'm clicking, mass res is about halfway through, and then I see the hunter pop up. He was feigned death. He's like, oh, we're going to wipe. So he just feigned death and waited the whole time from 50% until I killed him. I was like, oh, bastard.
Wow. Did you call him out?
No, I didn't. I was just like, whatever. I just felt like such a bad A that...
yeah, you can't trust those hunters.
You're like, yeah, that's right. You lay there. I got this.
Wow. Bask in my awe. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny when that came about.
You know, you can do fights with just a tank, or you can do them without a tank completely.
That is possible.
Okay, fine. Okay. Possible. I will tell this story because y'all weren't paying attention. Oh, you don't know what happened. I was there. I know what happened. For the record, they were there. They were just back a ways. So in... Damn it, what is this dungeon
Siege
called?
Nizhdaw Temple or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. It starts out with you're inside the tree and you go up the spiral and then you go down the ramps and then you... Yeah. The very last boss has the ability where... it summons the wind that blows you all over the place, and then he teleports to the end, or flies to the end, and then blows wind the other way. And so there's an achievement, and I already had this achievement weeks ago, which is another... That's a little weird story and a glitch, but I was stuck in permanent blow. And... yeah, it was, yeah.
It was funny.
Anyway, but, so, was it last night?
Yeah. That,
yeah
okay. Yeah. Jeez,
Cherry
like
I
said.
Cherry and I logged in and you invited us right away. And we
yeah, memory around. Capacity, 5 seconds. So, all right, let's go to this email.
Whoa.
Oh, I forgot. Was I saying something? Was I talking about something? Oh, yeah, I was talking about this dungeon. Okay. So we're like, hey, can we do this achievement? And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And Hen's wife is like, you already have the achievement. And he's like, no, I don't. And then he's like, well, yeah, maybe I do. But I don't think maybe someone else in the party didn't have it yet, maybe. I don't remember. So we decided to go ahead and do the achievement. Now, the achievement... involves jumping to the other side of the ravine where there's a Shadowpan guy that gives you a buff and he throws you back over and you have to kill the boss within 2 minutes while the buff is still active and then you get the achievement. Now, what I failed to remember while attempting this achievement... What I failed to remember is you have to wait until that gusty wind blows. So I go in to pull the boss, and I'm like, all right. I run straight past the boss, and I jump, and I'm waiting to be landing on the platform. I am waiting to land on this platform. And instead, I just see my bare butt go straight up into the air, and his head go straight down, and fall to the bottom of the ravine.
Yeah, man. He just
and as soon, even before, like, I actually began the descent, you know, there's only like a 1 second, or maybe not even that long, you know, that you, when you jump, you're in the air, and then you descend, and that's when you would normally hit ground. So, you know, if you were, like, standing somewhere. So, when I hit that peak... And he starts to aim down, like in this half second, my brain says, he's not flying over. This isn't going to go too well. And that's when I hit the point where he continued farther than he would as if he had landed on the ground and he just kept going down. But apparently, hope it's not all that great because these guys managed to kill the boss without me there. Anyway,
yeah, you didn't take a single shot on.
I didn't
no,
take.
I didn't even see you jump off. I just always pulled the boss, so I look at my health bars, and then all of a sudden you're dead. It's like, what happened?
Yeah, from my perspective, I'm just what? Yeah, I am Sir Lancelot running, whee, and then I just kept falling. And that's it's not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to fly over. Oh, I have to wait for the wind. Damn it.
Kind of awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Straight toward through it.
I was laughing so hard. This is the reason why I'm glad I, you know, we don't use Skype for rating or anything because, you know, you have to push to talk. And, well, you don't have to, but I have it set for that. And I am just, oh man, I am face palming. I am shaking my head at myself and I am just laughing at how stupid that was. Oh, it was. It's too funny. But, yeah, it still ended up good. It was a good run. And, yeah, we were done.
Yeah, my wife was right. I did have that achievement weeks before as well. So.
Yeah, don't argue with your wife.
Yeah, this should know better.
All right. Well, we have a we got a little bit of topic discussion. We talked a lot in our introductions of the show about Valor and all that good stuff. And coincidentally, is it a coincidence? I do not know. We've got an email. Well, not an email. I guess this is a Facebook post. Yeah. And go ahead, take it away, Hend. Or Rob, is it Rob?
I think Rob's taking this one.
Rob, take it away, Rob. 5 second memory capacity.
Apparently, it's not lying.
This one says, "I've got a question for the three wise men of WoW." I think that needs to be wise guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gear up my level 90 DK for raiding, LFR to be exact, because of my limited schedule. And aside from the auction house, do you think it's faster and more efficient to gain? I'm going to go ahead and edit this for him now because he put in a little correction. He says justice, but he's talking about valor. So do you think it's more faster and more efficient to gain valor points to vendor high-level gear through dungeons and other PvE routes, or is it faster to farm honor and BGs and convert it to justice points? I thought in CAT it was faster. The faster route was PvP. What about mists? Love the show and look forward to hearing your unequivocated wisdom. Lol, thanks. If you want to look up my pathetic tune, it's Breakdance, the human DK on Bleeding Hollow US. And in his correction, he says that he was talking about valor rather than justice, and asking us basically what we thought about dailies, heroic scenarios, all that good stuff. So, Hind, why don't you give your 2 cents and we can kind of do some roundtable about this?
Sure, I haven't done any of the PvP, but and I don't think, you could think you did the correction, because I don't think you can do Conquest to Valor.
You gonna add that later, or whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I've capped 2 weeks in a row now my Valor, because you get the little buff. If you look at where all your buffs are, that shows that all your alts are getting 50% more valor, I think it is. But I wasn't specifically trying, I guess. You know, I did my dailies every day. A lot of this was doing on my Golden Lotus and mostly, or most every day, doing Klaxi as well. But then the LFRs will give you 90 for each time that you're in there for the first time during the week. If you queue up a second time, it'll still give you 45 valor. You won't get any loot off any of the bosses that you've
already
looted.
You could still spend the tokens if you haven't yet either, though.
Yeah, I always spend mine for the gold anyway, right away. But, you know, there's that, and then your heroics as well. So I've done, you know, the two LFRs a week, and then heroics I'll do one or two a day depending on who's on and the amount of time I have. So you get 80 on your first one at 40. So it's pretty easy to get cap valor, I think, if you're doing everything anyway. Mm-hmm. And as well with the dailies, you need to do them if you want to be able to spend that valor, I think, is the main thing. You know, in Cataclysm, you didn't have to do dailies to spend your valor points. You know, there was valor vendors that had all the gear for you. That's where the biggest difference is here, is if you're not going to do the heroic, or sorry, not going to do the dailies, you're not going to have anywhere to spend your valor, so there's not much point in trying to cap it every week.
Right.
You know, that's kind of my thinking there. So you probably, your best bet is to do dailies as well as heroics, as well as LFR. You know, they all give you honor. And as for scenarios, I haven't actually tried any of those yet to see how efficient they are for getting valor. I've heard people say they're very efficient because they're very short. You know, you get 40 on your first one and 20 for everyone after that. But personally, I haven't tried that route yet.
All right, well,
what do you think?
Pretty much categorized this into three different ways that that you can earn valor. You've got, so the first way is the fastest way, and this means you need a lot of time off, which you say you don't have. So, but I'll just explain it real quick. So the fastest way is just to go in, do two looking for raids, and then just grind heroics or scenarios until you cap. Depending on what your role is, one may be more efficient than the other, and depending on if you're doing guild runs or not. So the first way is just grind it all out, just grind it. Regardless of even after your first ones, basically your valor gets halved. You just grind it out anyway. Now the second way you can do it is to do it efficiently. And by efficient, I mean get the absolute most valor for the absolute least time committed to earning it. And let me go over the third one real quick. And the last one I would say is doing this optimally, which means acquiring valor points while getting other gear, while getting other reputation that you might need to spend it. And Hand already addressed to this a little bit already. So yeah, right. You basically got three ways. Grind it out super fast, get the absolute most bang for your buck with the least amount of time spent, or and that's only if you're only doing Valor, and then thirdly, to do it the most optimally, where you're covering several bases at once. You're getting Valor, and you're getting gear anyway that's upgrading you, and you're getting the reputation that unlocks the gear so that you have something to spend it on when you get there. You went on, and by you I mean Christopher, who commented on Facebook. What was I saying? Oh yeah, okay. So
you're goldfish tonight, man.
Oh man. So he says that, for the record, answer number two is basically what he's looking for. He works two jobs. He's a dad. Raiding's never been much of an option. He doesn't like missing all this content, but recently he's had an opportunity to finally at least get into looking for raid. So he's just looking for advice on making the most of his time. Now, my first thing, even though he says that answer number two, which means strictly only Valor, is what he's after, I'm just going to note one more time that it doesn't matter how much Valor you have. If you haven't unlocked the rep, you cannot spend it on anything. So I will cover three first, and then I'll cover two right after. So grinding it optimally. This means you at least pick one reputation that has some Valor gear that you want. Probably the easiest one will be Klaxi, because by the time you get there, you're already honored, which means you have a very short time until you hit Revered. You don't even have to do all of the dailies, because they're not all fun, I don't think. And for that last stretch for me, I'm like, okay, I've got eight dailies here. I'm only gonna do five of them because I really don't like those other ones, and whatever, you know, it's gonna postpone me a day or two, whatever. I don't care. I don't want to do those crappy ones. And I was by myself, and nobody was there to do them with, so I just did that. Okay, so get that out the way. You need something to aim for reputation wise. While you're doing that, once you've done those dailies, you know, if you can get into one, do a looking for raid two. You know, do part one and part two.
If you're DPS, you can queue up for that while you're out doing the dailies.
Absolutely.
Because you know it's going to be like a 20-minute wait anyway, so.
Yep. So, yes, queue and do this as well. Well, you can't queue for both. Queue for looking for raid or queue for five-man. And do your dailies while you're waiting for that queue to pop. Now, if you do one... Okay. Let me back up a little bit. If he's a DPS... Well, actually, it doesn't matter what role he is. You can pretty much get an instant queue into scenarios. And not all of these are awesome. I've been doing them once a day. And there's times where I've gotten a couple of scenarios where I would rather have run Shadowpen Monastery, to be honest. But anyway.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
There are you'll get 80 valor for your first 5 man of the day, and you'll get 40 valor for your first scenario of the day. Depending on which ones you get, you know, it could be good, could be bad. Now, technically, if you're a tank, I would say skip scenarios entirely. Just forget it. Just always do heroic 5-mans, because even after the first one, you're still going to get 40, because it's half, for everyone healer, after really. For the rest of the day. Or, yeah, a healer too. So it's like doing the one-off scenario for 40, because the other scenarios are only going to be 20 after that. But just to kind of have a little diversity with this answer, one heroic and one scenario a day will get you 840 valor, and you can only get 1,000 valor a week. So in the 7-day period, you can get 840 valor. If you do the...
It doesn't count dailies either, so...
Right, that's not counting dailies. If you do Looking for Raid Part 1, Looking for Raid Part 2, and then for the rest of the week you do one daily one heroic and one scenario, you're going to end up with 1,020 net valor. But that extra 20 is wasted. And then on top of that, if you're doing your dailies to get the rep, you've got even more wasted valor. So capping isn't that hard. But, you know, you're going to get... What do dailies give you? Like 5 valor, usually? 5 valor per daily?
They're 5 apiece, yeah.
Yeah. So they will add up quick. But if you're only doing one, if you're only doing one rep, and you don't feel like you're geared enough for Looking for Raid, it's not going to matter if you do Looking for Raid or not. Because if you're doing those dailies every day, you're probably getting about 30 to 40 valor from the dailies by the end of it, times 7 days a week, you're going to be getting a lot of valor, and you are probably going to cap. So it's okay to miss one or the other, or, you know, just kind of, you have some room for flexibility.
Just to kind of tanking, it doesn't matter. If you have the eye level to get into Looking for Raid, you're going to be fine. As a DPS or as a healer, it's kind of hard, at least in part one or part two, to not carry your weight. I don't know, it's right. A little bit different for tanks, but yeah, if you're DPSing or healing, if you have the eye level to get in, you're fine. It's like a free 90 valor there.
Yeah. And also, if you're a DPS, getting into scenarios is going to be a lot quicker than getting into 5-mans. So,
right.
And it just depends on your group. And in 5.1, they're going to be implementing some stuff that will probably make scenarios a little bit better for pugging. If you're in a guild group, because he didn't mention any of this stuff about, you know, if he's doing this with guildies or if he's doing it completely solo. So I'm really trying to cover a broad amount of information here, just in case, depending on how he's doing this. You know, if you're a DPS, you know, queue up for your heroic, your 5-man, while you're doing your dailies, and, you know, take it as soon as it goes. When that's done, if you're not done with your dailies, keep doing your dailies and queue for a scenario. The scenario is probably going to pop up almost instantly. And this is why, especially for DPS, scenarios can be faster for only valor capping than doing the 5-man heroics. The reason why I don't like this for a gearing character, I don't know if he's mentioned, did he say, oh, you know what, shoot, I forgot to look up his character. Rob, can you look him up? Can you look him up real quick and just tell me what his gear is?
Yeah,
okay,
I got a couple of things in regards to this too when you're done, so I'll
okay.
pull him up here real quick.
So, while we're waiting on that answer, if you're gearing up, you know, if you're just barely able to queue for heroics and you're not even 563 yet and you don't even have any piece of valor gear yet, you might barely even have a couple not. Pieces of justice gear. What's that?
He's a 442 right now.
Yeah.
442. Yeah. Okay, so okay, this is definitely going to apply.
Oh, breakdance, bro. Dude, you got the trinket on with no cogs in it, man.
Get your cogs.
All right, you got that's just an item level. That's all that is. You're not getting any benefit from that.
Yeah, you're going to want some cogs, and they're cheap. They're cheap. And ask a friend if they're not. Okay, so getting into a five-man heroic, that is for 30 now? 435?
Yeah, it's... He's,
I don't even remember anymore.
He's, yeah, he's got... He has a few 463 pieces on, so or at okay. least one that I can see. So we know he's got the level to get in there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I am going to... Okay, so we've covered every base. Now I'm going to change my answer for breakdance here. Breakdance, what you need to do is option number 3. Because you're still going to cap Valor by doing it this way. Q for your heroics. Do your dailies so that you have something to buy when you get there, when you get the rep. Do one heroic and one scenario a day. And looking for raid if you have the time for it, but mainly focus on getting those dailies. The reason why I really suggest doing this, the five-man heroics more than the scenarios, is because you are going to get upgrades in five-mans. Maybe not every boss, but you know some dungeons have a potential for multiple upgrades in one dungeon. In a scenario, I know some people get lucky, but there are no boss drops. There is a cache of treasures at the end, and I've had the coin luck with this cache of treasures that Rob's had with the coins on raids. I have never seen a single piece of gear from these damn scenarios. I know some people have, right. And that's fine. You know, if you get lucky, you get lucky. Most of the scenarios are pretty quick. There's some that really, I hate them. They just suck. I really don't like them at all. But, anyway, you are going to gear faster doing the five-mans than you are going to gear doing scenarios. And I think that is going to benefit you. It's going to help your dailies go faster because you're going to get better gear. When your dailies go faster, you're going to get the rep quicker, or at least you'll get your Valor quicker. You'll have more time in the day to do stuff. You're going to have better performance in looking for raid. After you get your cogs and your trinket, buddy, do it. Do it.
And, you're missing out, man. That's free stats.
Yeah, lots of free stats.
What are you, DK? So what do you want? Like hit expertise mastery or crit?
Hit haste, expertise, yeah.
Oh, mastery's for tanks.
I mean, his aspect's blood, so mastery's not going to hurt, but yeah.
That's true. So, yes, I would say do option number 3. Cap your Valor while you're getting gear, while you're getting rep. Otherwise, you're going to get all this Valor, and then you're going to be like, well, crap, now I have to wait all this time to do dailies. You're going to cap. You're going to do it. You just follow the simple plan. If you skip out, you know, if you're doing the looking for raid and you're getting 90 Valor times 2, if you're getting 180 Valor because you did both halves, you've bought yourself a day or two of not having to do a heroic or several scenarios or even skip some dailies, you know, because you were tired of doing dailies. So you've definitely got room to play around, even by doing minimal dungeon grinding and raid grinding and stuff. So pretty much.
Rob's got some stuff. Bring up a couple things. So basically, you need to look at the different factions and what do you want from Valor points at this stage of the game for you? What are you looking for? You obviously want gear because that's the only thing you can get with it. But what do you want? Because that may change or that may evolve as you get drops. You may go and look at Klaxi and go, you know what? Those stats on that belt are terrible. I don't even want that belt. It doesn't matter. That's the last thing I'll spend my Valor on. You may get a necklace out of LFR and go, hey, you know what? I don't need to spend my points on that. So kind of you could start drawing a roadmap of what you want to do, and you could say, All right, these shoulders that I'm going to get from Golden Lotus are going to be a huge upgrade for me. That's what I want. That's my next goal. Those are 1750. That's what I'm going to work for. Otherwise, you're going to be kind of working your butt off to get all these Valor points, and then you're going to get to a point where you can't spend them because like I was saying earlier, this stuff is gated. The gear that you're looking at to get from the different reputations, you can get a one piece of gear once you hit Honored, and then another piece or two will open up once you hit Revered. There's, as far as I know at this point, there's no gear that you can buy from any of the factions at Exalted. It's all cosmetic or mounts or tabards or stuff like that. So you're gonna just kind of go through, do your homework, look at Shadowpan, look at Golden Lotus, look at August Celestials. Have you even opened up those secondary ones yet? You can't get into Shadowpan or August Celestials until you are Revered with Golden Lotus. So look at that, look and decide, you know, draw yourself a roadmap. Where do I want to spend my gear at? Do I really, is it really, really, really even important right now? Do I need to cap my Valor out this week? Does that matter? Because if you know that the next main piece of gear that you want is going to be from Shadowpan, then you look at that and you go, man, that's probably a month down the road before I even have access to that vendor. So, and the way that Valor is right now, you know, there's 1,000 points a week and then a maximum of 3,000 points. You don't have to push yourself. You know, look at what you want to do. Look at where you want to spend your points. And like I said, with the way that reputation is right now, you need to unlock that vendor before you can even spend the points. So kind of go down the list, look at the different ones, look at what they have, and see what you want. I don't know if you guys wanted to add anything to that or not, but it's better. Yeah. I would say it's better to look at that and not burn yourself out, because those Golden Lotus dailies especially, those will drive you up the wall. And if you don't have a goal in mind, like for me, I look at that and I wanted those shoulders. Man, I want those shoulders. So I'm going to work towards those shoulders. That way I have a short-term goal too. I know in 2 weeks or 3 weeks I can get this. And then I'll look, okay, what do I want after that? Oh, well, I got this helmet in looking for raid. So now the August Celestial's helmet, that's not a goal for me anymore. I can look at something else. So it's kind of going to be a step-by-step thing.
Yeah. No, you, well, you put it right there. You don't want to back yourself into a corner with the have it capped on Valor and then still being a week or two out on dailies before you're at a rep level that you can spin it, because you're still getting all this rep that's just going away because you're at cap.
Right.
Yeah, and then as well, like his original question had mentioned justice points, and looking at his item level, I just want to mention that as well. When you're doing heroics, you're getting justice points off every boss. Now, is there a weekly cap on justice? I don't think there is. Is there just a hard cap on 4,000, right?
I think you're right. I think you can pretty much get whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're not getting any drops, like right now, you can't do LFR at eye level 442. You need 460. But if you're having terrible luck getting drops in heroics, those justice points, you can buy all the honor rep gear with. There's a vendor in the far west island. There's an island on the far west of Town Long Steps that has all the justice point viable.
Yes. Rep gear. Remember? Do you remember his name? I do.
Yeah, I do.
Come on, that's low ping.
Yeah,
low ping.
The guy with
something
the
hand wish he had in Canada.
Hey, and looking at your gear right now, you can upgrade almost every single piece that you have right now with justice points before you even get to that Valor point.
Yeah, and that's 458 level gear. So,
and they have everything except for head and shoulders,
knees and toes.
Bounty.
Well, come on now.
Come on, you guys got it, don't you? Well, Robert should have got that reference. Come on.
Oh, I got it. It was just bad.
My 3-year-old learned that song. It's awesome.
Oh man.
Well, I mean, for example, you've got a 414 trinket, a 410 cloak, 430 wrists. You know, those can all be upgraded now with justice points to 458 gear.
Yeah, don't be stingy.
That because you can get into heroics now, that may be a lost cause. You may just go into heroics and just start upgrading that way. But yeah, with the valor stuff, I think you got to set short-term goals and decide what you want so you don't get burned out playing the daily game and the rep game, you know?
Yeah. Well, before we move on, I don't be stingy with those justice points. Spend them anyway. Even if you are getting into the five mans, spend them anyway, because once you start buying Valor gear, at least at this point, you will be permanently capped at justice points, because there is nothing to unload justice points on except for that 458 gear. Get it. Just get the gear.
I think heirloom gear and PvP gear or PvP mounts is like the only place that you can even spend justice right now.
Yeah, just go ahead and do it. It'll make those runs go easier. Your dailies go a little bit faster. You'll thank yourself for it. And we've always discovered that the only way to get an upgrade is to either craft yourself something or buy something. Then you'll get an upgrade. And, you know, that's the irony of it. That's the only way to get an upgrade. So, yeah, man, if you start spending that justice points, getting that gear, boy, you're just going to be getting upgrades left and right. All right. I think it's time for some of this now.
All right, I want to send some hand love out to the Horleys, our guild on Deathwing. And stay strong, guys. We will get the Stone Guard this week. It's going to happen. I know it.
It doesn't matter what combo it is, right?
Exactly. It's going to happen.
They could be all reds. We're going to get it.
All reds.
All right. Shout out to Hearthcast and all of our listeners and Twitter and Facebook followers. And we really appreciate all the feedback we get on Twitter, especially on Facebook, and definitely on the blog where the actual episodes are posted. I want to give a shout out to El Amari.
Heck yeah.
He whom posts frequently on there all the time. We had a little discussion about threat and aggro on the last episode even, and I clarified an example that I had give to when I used to explain it, and I didn't even think about it until he brought his example up, and I'm like, oh yeah, I used to whatever. So yeah, I mean, it's fun. And also, that's where Bendura brought his thing up, too, was on the blog. So that was pretty awesome. I really appreciate it when people participate and give feedback back and forth and have a discussion. We're all here to help, and there's never a single right way to do things, usually. And it's nice to see other people's opinions and how they do things, too. So shout out to all of them, everybody. We love it. Keep it coming.
I've got a couple of shout outs. I know we had talked beforehand about especially a lot of our friends and followers over on Twitter, but Tank That Rep did a video blog this week that was it was really cool. She talked about some of what she's been doing, working with a couple of different podcasts and whatnot, and then she showed us a little bit of love on there, and that was super cool. I know with me being basically like just a extra from The Walking Dead this last couple of weeks, I've been getting a lot of love from you guys. It's been really cool. Amy Jade, Locked On Warcraft, Upsana, Root and Freckleface, like all you guys are just super cool. Delicious Warrior, there's a lot of super, super rad people that have kind of lifted my spirits while I've been laying around just watching Lost reruns. So it's been good. I really appreciate you guys have totally, totally helped me get through this tough season of my life. I think we finally got some people who jumped into iTunes and showed us some love there too. And why don't you kick off some of these five stars for us?
All right. We have from Orcgasm the Mage, He says, best new podcast. Love the show and keep up the good work.
We've got Ruthann. I'll say it like it's a Warcraft character name. Ruthann. Found the Training Dummies podcast while on a road trip. And so very glad I did. Finding your cast on my iPhone made the trip so much more fun and interesting. This podcast will be added to my must-listen for World of Warcraft. Many thanks for producing a fun and informative podcast that made my ear holes happy. Yeah, Ruthann, yeah. We like to make your holes happy. You guys don't do a lot of trash talking, which I appreciate, and those kind of podcasts are a dime a dozen. And yes, we ad-lib during five-star reviews, and that's why it's fun, so we could use more. Okay, she doesn't appreciate trash talking. Those kind of podcasts are a dime a dozen. You, my good fellows, have raised the bar. You do provide some really great tips and the information to help players be better at their class and work better as a team. Keep the podcast coming, and I'll be listening to each and every one. And we will try to make your holes happy.
Michael says, love the show. I'm a very casual player that's been playing since vanilla, and the tips that Hand, Hotbox, and Hoofit give answer so many of the dumb questions I've had for years but never felt comfortable asking in chat or to other guildies. I look forward to new episodes to listen to while jogging. The only thing I could ask for is better show notes. You guys talk about so many great tips, plugins, macros. It would be awesome to find them while back at my computer to start playing WoW again. Keep up the great work.
I've got something for this guy real quick. While you're jogging, it's probably a dangerous time to be listening to podcasts. You're not going to be paying attention to traffic or other joggers. So start strafing while you're jogging. That way you can see 180 degrees one way or the other. You know, so you just kind of do that. Yeah, just strafe. You know, switch it up. Strafe left while you're jogging. And strafe right. And, okay, well, never mind. Let's get to the next one.
All right. From Slagathor. Says, these guys know their stuff and listen to listeners. If you need to know about most anything about WoW, these guys have you covered. Awesome podcast. Cannot say enough about it. And they are hardcore mouse-over macro fiends. Yar. Sprend the hand love. And if you want
Sprend the hand.
Yes, Sprend the hand love. And if you want to... You know, if you want to increase your dose of Hendlo, there's always @hend_horderlies. Just throwing it out there. Oh,
yeah. You know what?
Just for you.
I'm a little surprised. We almost went through this whole stinking podcast without talking about mouse over macros. Thank you, Slagathor, for keeping it real.
I need an IRL mouse over macro.
Yeah, you know what? Mouse over macros help a lot when you're doing your dailies to get your valor points and your rep.
That's right.
They help tons. Same with
I think they. You get valor. I think they help while jogging too. You jog and you strafe.
I think so too. I agree.
And you kind of mouse over the pretty lady joggers. Wait, where are we going? Okay.
Oh no, that about does it for episode number 20. You know what? And actually, if you count episode 0, we're 21. We can do whatever
we
want.
It's episode 0. It has no value.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, we're coming up.
It has lots of value.
We're coming up. Coming up next week, we'll be able to do whatever the heck we want. You guys can't stop us. I'm voting for SpongeBob, I think. So be sure to check out our website at thetrainingdummies.com. And if you'd like to contact any of us or the show, the information's all there on the site. And we really encourage you to leave comments on each of the episodes. You can also like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies. Follow us on Twitter @RobCopeland, or The Training Dummies, I suppose. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to send us an email or record an MP3 and send it over to theshow@thetrainingdummies.com.
Yeah, and don't follow @WowHoof because I suck at Twitter.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!